Do you reckon you guys can share the cushions? What do you think? Good idea. Welcome, heaps of kids. I'm not even going to be lonely today. That's good. All right. Thanks for coming, guys. Who's on holidays? One, two, three, four people? Not many, some people? Nice one, that's good. How are the holidays going so far? Great. How are your memories working? Do you have good memories of holidays? Some? Not many? How are the memories working over this side? How are your memories? Who's got the best memory in your family? Evelyn does in our family. Who's got the best memory? Are you guys a family here? You guys came with Judy. Who's got the best memory amongst you guys, do you think? Everyone's looking at one another. Who's got the best memory in this family here? Anybody? You do? You reckon? Both of you? Wow, you share it. What about you guys? Who's got the best memory over here? What do you reckon? Not sure? All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a pretty tricky question. Are you ready? Concentrating. How far back can you remember in your life? Who can remember their first word that they ever said? Anybody? You reckon? What do you think it was? Mum? Yeah, all the mums are like, yeah. They all said mum. The dad's like, no, I'm sure I heard a dad. What do you think you said? You said mum? I've got a nephew, and I'm pretty sure his first word was wheel, because he just loves wheels. It could have been that. Has anyone else think they know a first word? What was yours, do you reckon? Duck. I had a friend that barked before he could speak. He loved dogs that much as a baby. And did you know, when you're a kid, mums and dads are really, really excited about your first words. And even when you grow up, they're excited about your words. Sometimes there can be too many words, but mostly mums and dads always love hearing your words, especially your first words, really exciting. So we're going to read a story together. We're going to read something that happened a long, long time ago. And when Jesus was teaching some of his friends. So are you ready? Do you think we can listen good? I've got my little Jesus storybook Bible here, so let's read together. This one's called How to Pray. Who's good at praying? Oh, yeah. Hands up. Well done. Okay. It said, in those days, there were some extra super holy people. At least, that's what they thought. They were called Pharisees. Every day, they would stand out there in the middle of the street and pray out loud in big extra super holy voices. They really weren't praying so much as just showing off. They used to use lots of special words that were so clever, no one understood what they meant. People walking by would stop and stare, which might sound rude, except that's exactly what these extra super holy people wanted. They wanted everyone to say, look at them. They're so holy. God must love those people best. Now, you and I both know that they were wrong. God doesn't just love holy people. But the people walking by weren't so sure. Perhaps you did have to be really clever or good or important for God to love you. Perhaps you had to know lots of different, difficult, clever words to speak to God. So, one day, Jesus taught people how to pray. He said, when you pray, don't pray like those extra super holy people. They think if they say lots of words, God will hear them. But it's not because you're so clever or good or so important that God will listen to you. God listens to you because he loves you. Who listens to you because they love you? Anybody? Who listens to you? I do, yeah. Lots of people. People that love you. They want to hear from you, don't they? Did you know that God is always listening to you? Did you know that God can hear the quietest whisper deep inside your heart even before you've started to say it? Because God knows exactly what you need from him before you ask him. Jesus told them, you see, God just can't wait to give you all that you need, so you don't need to use long words or special words. You don't even have to use a special voice. You don't have to use all you have to do is talk. So when you pray, pray in your normal voice, just like when you're talking to someone you love very much, like this. And he made it nice and simple for us. Ready? He said, "Hello, Daddy. We want to know you and be close to you. Please show us how. Make everything in the world right again, and in our hearts too. Do what is best, just like you do in heaven. And please do it down here too. Please give us everything we need today. Forgive us for doing wrong, for hurting you. Forgive us just as we forgive other people when they hurt us. Rescue us. We need you. We don't want to keep running away and hiding from you. Keep us safe from our enemies. You're strong, God. You can do whatever you want. You are in charge now and forever, for always. We think you're great. Amen. Yes, we do." You see, Jesus was showing people that God would always love them with a never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreaking, always and forever love. So they didn't need to hide anymore or be afraid or ashamed. They could stop running away from God, and they could run to him instead, as a little child runs into her daddy's arms. And I wanted to share that story with you guys this morning because I think it's important that when we grow up, we know that God is always wanting to hear from us, just like our mums and dads are always wanting to hear from you guys. So you've got extra special people in your life that God puts with you. And you don't need to know any special words. Do you need to know any special words to talk to your mums or dads? No, you can just talk to them whenever you want. What do you reckon? Maybe not whenever you want. Maybe not at midnight when you're supposed to be asleep. But they want to hear from you, don't they? And God wants to hear from you because in God's eyes, you're his kids too. And did you know that my wife, she, a little while ago, she had a great-grandma, and her great-grandma was 101. It's pretty old, isn't it? And her grandpa was 80 years old. That's pretty old too, isn't it? It's even older than 40. And Holly's great-grandma would still like to hear from her son because he was her son and she loved him. So just remember that God loves you and he wants to hear from you. And praying doesn't need to be anything special. It just needs to be you talking to God because he loves you. Should we pray together now? Let's do it. All right. So let's close our eyes so we don't get distracted. We'll put our hands together so I don't go wandering. Lord God, I want to thank you so much for these kids. I want to thank you for these little lives and the families that you've placed them in. And I pray that you bless them as they grow, that they would know more of you, that they would know that you love them and that you always want to hear from them. And I want to pray that you bless them and lead them into each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thanks for coming down. If you would like, I've got some drawing things for you guys.